And know that whatever ye take as spoils of war, lo, a fifth thereof is for Allah, and for the messenger, and for the kinsman who hath need, and orphans, and the needy, and the wayfarer. If ye believe in Allah, and that which we revealed unto our slave on the day of discrimination, the day when the two armies met, and Allah is able to do all things. When ye were on the near bank of the valley, and they were on the yonder bank, and the caravan was below you on the coast plain, and had ye trysted to meet one another, ye surely would have failed to keep the tryst. But it happened as it did without the forethought of either of you, that Allah might conclude a thing that must be done, that he who perished on that day might perish by a clear proof of his sovereignty, and he who survived might survive by a clear proof of his sovereignty. Lo, Allah in truth is hearer, knower. When Allah showed them unto thee, O Muhammad, in thy dream as few in number, and if he had shown them to thee as many, ye Muslims would have faltered and would have quarreled over the affair. But Allah saved you. Lo, he knoweth what is in the breasts of men. And when he made you Muslims, when ye met them, see them with your eyes as few, and lessened you in their eyes. It was that Allah might conclude a thing that must be done. Unto Allah all things are brought back. O ye who believe, when ye meet an army, hold firm and think of Allah much, that ye may be successful. And obey Allah and his messenger, and dispute not one with another, lest ye falter, and your strength depart from you, but be steadfast. Lo, Allah is with the steadfast. Be not as those who came forth from their dwellings boastfully, and to be seen of men, and debar men from the way of Allah, while Allah is surrounding all they do. And when Satan made their deeds seem fair to them, and said, No one of mankind can conquer you this day, for I am your protector. But when the armies came in sight of one another, he took flight, saying, Lo, I am guiltless of you. Lo, I see that which ye see not. Lo, I fear Allah, and Allah is severe in punishment. When the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease said, Their religion hath deluded them, whoso putteth his trust in Allah will find that, lo, Allah is mighty, wise. If thou couldst see how the angels receive those who disbelieve, smiting their faces and their backs, and saying, Taste the punishment of burning. This is for that which your own hands have sent before to the judgment. And know that Allah is not a tyrant to his slaves. Their way is as the way of Pharaoh's folk and those before them. They disbelieved the revelations of Allah, and Allah took them in their sins. Lo, Allah is strong, severe in punishment. That is because Allah never changeth the grace he hath bestowed on any people until they first change that which is in their hearts. And that is because Allah is hearer, knower. Their way is as the way of Pharaoh's folk and those before them. They denied the revelations of their Lord. So we destroyed them in their sins, and we drowned the folk of Pharaoh. All were evil-doers. Lo, the worst of beasts in Allah's sight are the ungrateful who will not believe. Those of them with whom thou madest a treaty, and then at every opportunity they break their treaty, and they keep not duty to Allah. If thou comest on them in the war, deal with them so as to strike fear in those who are behind them, that haply they may remember. And if thou fearest treachery from any folk, then throw back to them their treaty fairly. Lo, Allah loveth not the treacherous. And let not those who disbelieve suppose that they can outstrip Allah's purpose. Lo, they cannot escape. Make ready for them all thou canst of armed force and of horses tethered, that thereby ye may dismay the enemy of Allah and your enemy, and others beside them whom ye know not. Allah knoweth them. Whatsoever ye spend in the way of Allah, it will be repaid to you in full, and ye will not be wronged. And if they incline to peace, incline thou also to it, and trust in Allah. Lo, he is the hearer, the knower. And if they would deceive thee, then lo, Allah is sufficient for thee. He it is who supporteth thee with his help and with the believers. And as for the believers, hath attuned their hearts. If thou hadst spent all that is in the earth, thou couldst not have attuned their hearts. But Allah hath attuned them. Lo, he is mighty, wise. O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for thee and those who follow thee of the believers. O Prophet, exhort the believers to fight. If there be of you 20 steadfast, they shall overcome 200. And if there be of you 100 steadfast, they shall overcome 1,000 of those who disbelieve, because they, the disbelievers, are a folk without intelligence. Now hath Allah lightened your burden, for he knoweth that there is weakness in you. So if there be of you a steadfast 100, they shall overcome 200. And if there be of you 1,000 steadfast, they shall overcome 2,000 by permission of Allah. Allah is with the steadfast. It is not for any prophet to have captives until he hath made slaughter in the land. Ye desire the lure of this world, and Allah desireth for you the hereafter. And Allah is mighty, wise. Had it not been for an ordinance of Allah which had gone before, an awful doom had come upon you on account of what ye took. Now enjoy what ye have won as lawful and good, and keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. O Prophet, say unto those captives who are in your hands, if Allah knoweth any good in your hearts, he will give you better than that which hath been taken from you, and will forgive you. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. And if they would betray thee, they betrayed Allah before, and he gave thee power over them. Allah is knower, wise. Lo, those who believed and left their homes and strove with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah, and those who took them in and helped them, these are protecting friends one of another. And those who believed but did not leave their homes, ye have no duty to protect them till they leave their homes. But if they seek help from you in the matter of religion, then it is your duty to help them, except against a folk between whom and you there is a treaty. Allah is seer of what ye do. And those who disbelieve are protectors one of another. If ye do not so, there will be confusion in the land and great corruption. Those who believed and left their homes and strove for the cause of Allah, and those who took them in and helped them, these are the believers in truth. For them is pardon and a bountiful provision. And those who afterwards believed and left their homes and strove along with you, they are of you. And those who are akin are nearer one to another in the ordinance of Allah. Lo, Allah is knower of all things. Freedom from obligation is proclaimed from Allah and His Messenger toward those of the idolaters with whom ye made a treaty. Travel freely in the land 4 months, and know that ye cannot escape Allah, and that Allah will confound the disbelievers in His guidance. And a proclamation from Allah and His Messenger to all men on the day of the greater pilgrimage, that Allah is free from obligation to the idolaters, and so is His Messenger. So if ye repent, it will be better for you. But if ye are averse, then know that ye cannot escape Allah. Give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom to those who disbelieve. Excepting those of the idolaters with whom ye Muslims have a treaty, and who have since abated nothing of your right, nor have supported anyone against you. As for these, fulfill their treaty to them till their term. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty unto Him. Then, when the sacred months have passed, slay the idolaters wherever ye find them, and take them captive, and besiege them, and prepare for them each ambush. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then leave their way free. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. And if any one of the idolaters seeketh thy protection, O Muhammad, then protect him so that he may hear the word of Allah. And afterward, convey him to his place of safety. That is because they are a folk who know not. How can there be a treaty with Allah and with His Messenger for the idolaters, save those with whom ye made a treaty at the inviolable place of worship? So long as they are true to you, be true to them. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty. How can there be any treaty for the others, when, if they have the upper hand of you, they regard not pact nor honor in respect of you? They satisfy you with their mouths, the while their hearts refuse, and most of them are wrongdoers. They have purchased with the revelations of Allah a little gain, so they debar men from His way. Lo, evil is that which they are wont to do, and they observe toward a believer neither pact nor honor. These are they who are transgressors. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then are they your brethren in religion. We detail our revelations for a people who have knowledge. And if they break their pledges after their treaty hath been made with you, and assail your religion, then fight the heads of disbelief. Lo, they have no binding oaths, in order that they may desist. Will ye not fight a folk who broke their solemn pledges, and purposed to drive out the messenger, and did attack you first? What, fear ye them? Now Allah hath made more right that ye should fear Him, if ye are believers. Fight them. Allah will chastise them at your hands, and He will lay them low and give you victory over them. And He will heal the breasts of folk who are believers. And He will remove the anger of their hearts. Allah relenteth toward whom He will. Allah is knower, wise. Or deemed ye that ye would be left in peace when Allah yet knoweth not those of you who strive, choosing for familiar none save Allah and His Messenger and the believers? Allah is informed of what ye do. It is not for the idolaters to tend Allah's sanctuaries, bearing witness against themselves of disbelief. As for such, their works are vain, and in the fire they will abide. He only shall tend Allah's sanctuaries who believeth in Allah and the last day, and observeth proper worship, and payeth the poor due, and feareth none save Allah. For such only is it possible that they can be of the rightly guided. Count ye the slaking of a pilgrim's thirst and tendance of the inviolable place of worship as equal to the worth of him who believeth in Allah and the last day, and striveth in the way of Allah, they are not equal in the sight of Allah. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Those who believe and have left their homes and striven with their wealth and their lives in Allah's way are of much greater worth in Allah's sight. These are they who are triumphant. Their Lord giveth them good tidings of mercy from Him, and acceptance, and gardens where enduring pleasure will be theirs. There will they abide forever. Lo, with Allah there is immense reward. O ye who believe, choose not your fathers nor your brethren for friends if they take pleasure in disbelief rather than faith. Whoso of you taketh them for friends, such are wrongdoers. Say, if your fathers and your sons and your brethren and your wives and your tribe and the wealth ye have acquired and merchandise for which ye fear that there will be no sale, and dwellings ye desire are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving in His way, then wait till Allah bringeth His command to pass. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Allah hath given you victory on many fields, and on the day of Hunain, when ye exulted in your multitude, but it availed you naught, and the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for you, then ye turned back in flight. Then Allah sent His peace of reassurance down upon His Messenger, and upon the believers, and sent down hosts ye could not see, and punished those who disbelieved. Such is the reward of disbelievers. Then afterward Allah will relent toward whom He will, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. O ye who believe, the idolaters only are unclean, so let them not come near the inviolable place of worship after this their year. If ye fear poverty from the loss of their merchandise, Allah shall preserve you of His bounty if He will. Lo, Allah is knower, wise. Fight against such of those who have been given the scripture as believe not in Allah nor the last day, and forbid not that which Allah hath forbidden by His Messenger, and follow not the religion of truth until they pay the tribute readily, being brought low. And the Jews say, Ezra is the son of Allah. And the Christians say, the Messiah is the Son of Allah. That is their saying with their mouths. They imitate the saying of those who disbelieved of old. Allah Himself fighteth against them. How perverse are they! They have taken as lords beside Allah their rabbis and their monks and the Messiah, son of Mary, when they were bidden to worship only one God. There is no God save Him. Be He glorified from all that they ascribe as partners unto Him. Fain would they put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah disdaineth aught save that He shall perfect His light, however much the disbelievers are averse. He it is who hath sent His Messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that He may cause it to prevail over all religions, however much the idolaters may be averse. O ye who believe, lo, many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks devour the wealth of mankind wantonly, and debar men from the way of Allah. They who hoard up gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, unto them give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom. On the day when it will all be heated in the fire of hell, and their foreheads and their flanks and their backs will be branded therewith, and it will be said unto them, Here is that which ye hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what ye used to hoard. Lo, the number of the months with Allah is 12 months by Allah's ordinance, in the day that he created the heavens and the earth. Four of them are sacred. That is right religion. So wrong not yourselves in them, and wage war on all the idolaters as they are waging war on all of you. And know that Allah is with those who keep their duty unto him. Postponement of a sacred month is only an excess of disbelief, whereby those who disbelieve are misled. They allow it 1 year and forbid it another year, that they may make up the number of the months which Allah hath hallowed, so that they allow that which Allah hath forbidden. The evil of their deeds is made fair seeming unto them. Allah guideth not the disbelieving folk. O ye who believe, what aileth you that when it is said unto you, Go forth in the way of Allah, ye are bowed down to the ground with heaviness? Take ye pleasure in the life of the world rather than in the hereafter. The comfort of the life of the world is but little in the hereafter. If ye go not forth, he will afflict you with a painful doom, and will choose instead of you a folk other than you. Ye cannot harm him at all. Allah is able to do all things. If ye help him not, still Allah helped him when those who disbelieve drove him forth, the second of two, when they, too, were in the cave, when he said unto his comrade, Grieve not. Lo, Allah is with us. Then Allah caused his peace of reassurance to descend upon him, and supported him with hosts ye could not see, and made the word of those who disbelieved the nethermost, while Allah's word it was that became the uppermost. Allah is mighty, wise. Go forth, light-armed and heavy-armed, and strive with your wealth and your lives in the way of Allah. That is best for you, if ye but knew. Had it been a near adventure and an easy journey, they had followed thee, but the distance seemed too far for them. Yet will they swear by Allah, saying, If we had been able, we would surely have set out with you. They destroy their souls, and Allah knoweth that they verily are liars. Allah forgive thee, O Muhammad. Wherefore didst thou grant them leave, ere those who told the truth were manifest to thee, and thou didst know the liars? Those who believe in Allah and the last day ask no leave of thee, lest they should strive with their wealth and their lives. Allah is aware of those who keep their duty unto him. They alone ask leave of thee who believe not in Allah and the last day, and whose hearts feel doubt, so in their doubt they waver. And if they had wished to go forth, they would assuredly have made ready some equipment. But Allah was averse to their being sent forth, and held them back, and it was said unto them, Sit ye with the sedentary. Had they gone forth among you, they had added to you naught save trouble, and had hurried to and fro among you, seeking to cause sedition among you. And among you there are some who would have listened to them. Allah is aware of evildoers. Aforetime they sought to cause sedition and raise difficulties for thee till the truth came, and the decree of Allah was made manifest, though they were loath. Of them is he who saith, Grant me leave to stay at home and tempt me not. Surely it is into temptation that they thus have fallen. Lo, hell is all around the disbelievers. If good befalleth thee, O Muhammad, it afflicteth them. And if calamity befalleth thee, they say, We took precaution, and they turn away well pleased. Say, Naught befalleth us, save that which Allah hath decreed for us. He is our protecting friend, In Allah let believers put their trust. Say, can ye await for us aught save one of two good things, death or victory in Allah's way? While we await for you that Allah will afflict you with a doom from him or at our hands. Await then. Lo, we are awaiting with you. Pay your contribution, willingly or unwillingly, it will not be accepted from you. Lo, ye were ever froward folk. And naught preventeth that their contributions should be accepted from them, save that they have disbelieved in Allah and in His Messenger. And they come not to worship, save as idlers, and pay not their contribution, save reluctantly. So let not their riches nor their children astonish thee, O Muhammad. Allah thereby intendeth but to punish them in the life of the world, and that their souls shall pass away while they are disbelievers. And they swear by Allah that they are in truth of you when they are not of you, but they are folk who are afraid. Had they but found a refuge or caverns or a place to enter, they surely had resorted thither, swift as runaways. And of them is he who defameth thee in the matter of the alms. If they are given thereof, they are content. And if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged. How much more seemly had they been content with that which Allah and His Messenger had given them, and had said, Allah sufficeth us. Allah will give us of His bounty, and also His Messenger. Unto Allah we are suppliants. The alms are only for the poor and the needy, and those who collect them, and those whose hearts are to be reconciled, and to free the captives and the debtors, and for the cause of Allah, and for the wayfarers, a duty imposed by Allah. Allah is knower, wise. And of them are those who vex the Prophet and say, he is only a hearer. Say, a hearer of good for you, who believeth in Allah, and is true to the believers, and a mercy for such of you as believe. Those who vex the Messenger of Allah, for them there is a painful doom. They swear by Allah to you, Muslims, to please you. But Allah with His Messenger hath more right that they should please Him if they are believers. Know they not that whoso opposeth Allah and His Messenger, his portion verily is hell to abide therein? That is the extreme abasement. The hypocrites fear lest a surah should be revealed concerning them, proclaiming what is in their hearts. Say, scoff your fill. Lo, Allah is disclosing what ye fear. And if thou ask them, O Muhammad, they will say, we did but talk and jest. Say, was it at Allah and His revelations and His Messenger that ye did scoff? Make no excuse. Ye have disbelieved after your confession of belief. If we forgive a party of you we shall punish, because they have been guilty. The hypocrites, both men and women, proceed one from another. They enjoin the wrong, and they forbid the right, and they withhold their hands from spending for the cause of Allah. They forget Allah, so He hath forgotten them. Lo, the hypocrites, they are the transgressors. Allah promiseth the hypocrites, both men and women, and the disbelievers, fire of hell for their abode. It will suffice them. Allah curseth them, and theirs is the lasting torment. Even as those before you were mightier than you in strength, and more affluent than you in wealth and children, they enjoyed their lot a while, so ye enjoy your lot a while, even as those before you did enjoy their lot a while. And ye prate even as they prated. Such are they whose works have perished in the world and the hereafter. Such are they who are the losers. Hath not the fame of those before them reached them, the folk of Noah, Ad, Thamud, and the folk of Abraham, the dwellers of Midian, and the disaster which befell them? Their messengers from Allah came unto them with proofs of Allah's sovereignty. So Allah surely wronged them not, but they did wrong themselves. And the believers, men and women, are protecting friends one of another. They enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and they establish worship and they pay the poor due, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. As for these, Allah will have mercy on them. Lo, Allah is mighty, wise. Allah promiseth to the believers, men and women, gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide, blessed dwellings in gardens of Eden, and greater far acceptance from Allah. That is the supreme triumph. O Prophet, strive against the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Be harsh with them. Their ultimate abode is hell, a hapless journey's end. They swear by Allah that they said nothing wrong, yet they did say the word of disbelief, and did disbelieve after their surrender to Allah. And they purposed that which they could not attain, and they sought revenge only that Allah, by His Messenger, should enrich them of His bounty. If they repent, it will be better for them, and if they turn away, Allah will afflict them with a painful doom in the world and the hereafter, and they have no protecting friend nor helper in the earth. And of them is he who made a covenant with Allah, saying, If he give us of his bounty, we will give alms and become of the righteous. Yet when he gave them of his bounty, they hoarded it and turned away averse. He hath made the consequence to be hypocrisy in their hearts until the day when they shall meet him, because they broke their word to Allah that they promised him, and because they lied. Know they not that Allah knoweth both their secret and the thought that they confide, and that Allah is the knower of things hidden? Those who point at such of the believers as give the alms willingly, and such as can find naught to give but their endeavors, and deride them, Allah Himself derideth them. Theirs will be a painful doom. Ask forgiveness for them, O Muhammad, or ask not forgiveness for them. Though thou ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Those who were left behind rejoiced at sitting still behind the Messenger of Allah, and were averse to striving with their wealth and their lives in Allah's way. And they said, Go not forth in the heat. Say, The heat of hell is more intense of heat, if they but understood. Then let them laugh a little. They will weep much as the reward of what they used to earn. If Allah bring thee back from the campaign unto a party of them, and they ask of thee leave to go out to fight, then say unto them, Ye shall never more go out with me, nor fight with me against a foe. Ye were content with sitting still the first time, so sit still with the useless. And never, O Muhammad, pray for one of them who dieth, nor stand by his grave. Lo, they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they died while they were evildoers. Let not their wealth nor their children astonish thee. Allah purposeth only to punish them thereby in the world, and that their souls shall pass away while they are disbelievers. And when a surah is revealed which saith, Believe in Allah and strive along with His messenger, the men of wealth among them still ask leave of thee, and say, Suffer us to be with those who sit at home. They are content that they should be with the useless, and their hearts are sealed, so that they apprehend not. But the messenger and those who believe with him strive with their wealth and their lives. Such are they for whom are the good things. Such are they who are the successful. Allah hath made ready for them gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide. That is the supreme triumph. And those among the wandering Arabs who had an excuse came in order that permission might be granted them. And those who lied to Allah and His messenger sat at home. A painful doom will fall on those of them who disbelieve. Not unto the weak, nor unto the sick, nor unto those who can find naught to spend, is any fault to be imputed, though they stay at home, if they are true to Allah and His messenger. Not unto the good is there any road of blame. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Nor unto those whom, when they came to thee, asking that thou shouldst mount them, thou didst tell, I cannot find whereon to mount you. They turned back with eyes flowing with tears, for sorrow that they could not find the means to spend.